And then I had a couple things to talk about, and I wanted to give Professor Flegel a chance to just give us, I don't want to say a pitch, but encouragement to come to the Law School for Legislators that is being held next, is it a week from Friday or 2 weeks from Friday?
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday. So I will just, let me just start up before we go into introductions, since everyone isn't here yet, just a couple thoughts. First of all, I've never chaired a committee before, and I've actually never been on civil law before, as has no one else in this room except for Dela Forest, I don't believe. I think this is an entirely new committee from last year, at least.
I got all the institutional knowledge right here.
So
follow my vote.
We know who's really in charge. Can you speak to the chair, please?
Mr. Chairman, follow my vote.
So bear with me, and I'm very open to suggestions on how to do things. It may be best to do that outside the committee process, but I know at least some of you have more experience with civil law and maybe even chairing committees than I do. Also, my understanding, at least of this committee, is that most of what we do is not partisan at all. A large majority of what we do, we may have vigorous differences on, but it's probably not going to break on party lines, which I think is encouraging for the committee. We are going to have a few of those issues that will, probably, but most of what we do won't. And I think it's fair to say that there's going to be some partisanship in the session this year. I'm hoping to avoid that as much as we can in our committee. And if there are issues, especially that the DFL side wants to talk about, either you, Representative Slawick, as lead, or Representative Hilty, or anyone else, with me about how we're handling things or what would help us to avoid partisanship, I'm very open to that, because I think it'll make it a better process for everyone. And then finally on the schedule, my understanding, again, is that we're going to have a pretty light schedule early and an extremely heavy schedule late. Tradition with this committee is to hear a lot of bills late in the process, and now we've added elections to that, so it will be even more the case this year. So kind of plan accordingly for that. Early on, we may not have a lot of long meetings, and I promise you, if we don't have important things to talk about, we won't talk about anything. We will disperse. With that, I'm not sure if the other members are coming or not, but why don't we start with who we have now, and just go around the table, give an introduction, maybe say where you're from, and anything else you may want to share with us, and we can actually, who is it, Brad? We can start down at the end with you, if you'd like.
Sure. My name is Brad Kelly. I'm a research consultant for the House PFL, and I follow the GovOps, Segregated Finance and Pensions. And then I also recently got this committee, so I'm new as well. I had followed elections issues, and I'm very privileged to be here.
I'm Steve Simon, and I represent District 44A, which is Hopkins and St. Louis Park. I'm glad to have the committee.
I'm Nora Slawick, and I represent 55B, which is Maplewood and Oakdale. Everybody probably best knows it by 3M, is where my district is. And yes, I have to even ask as much as what is civil law. I don't have the lawyer background either, so it is interesting to be on this committee. But I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going into my fourth term, non-consecutive. Came in '96 in the majority, and then was out for a term, and then back in the minority. So glad to be here.
I'm Bill Hilty. I represent District 8A, which consists of the northern half of Pine County, virtually all of Carlton, and a little bit of St. Louis, to drive from the Twin Cities to Duluth. After you get out of Pete's district, you spend quite a bit of time driving in mine.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris DeLaForest. I represent District 49A, which is Central Anoka County, the cities of Andover and Ham Lake. I'm in my second term in the House and second term here on civil law.
I'm Joyce Rogers, Committee LA,
Representative
Johnson.
And I'm Jeff Johnson. I was first elected in 2000, and I live and represent Plymouth.
I'm Dennis Burton. I'm the committee administrator. This is my I've been here 6 years. This is the beginning of my seventh year in this committee. I'm a retired military officer, and not that that means anything towards this, but some of the decisions I make are maybe flavored by that. I spent 20 years in the Army. I will be hounding you for authors on some bills. I've already spoken to many of you. We do have bills that aren't necessarily popular with everybody, but they do become law. Data practices, for one, so I'm always looking for authors to help us out on those issues.
I'm Deb McKnight. I'm the House Research Person for Civil Law and Elections. I've been here many more years than I'm going to admit to today, but I've always had civil law and elections, regardless of what committees I've been in. So if you need any kind of help, House Research help on those issues, please call me. And also, if you need to find somebody in House Research and you don't know who the right person is, if you get hold of me, I will, you know, steer you to the right place.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fisher. I'm the GOP Research Consultant for Civil Law Committee. This is my fifth session with this committee. I also serve for the Public Safety Committee and the Ethics Committee.
Tori Westrom. I represent District 11A in western Minnesota. Noble Lakes, my hometown. This is my fifth term in the legislature, first term on Civil Law Committee. I'm Pete Nelson, representing 17B, which is most of Chisago County. And just to put things into perspective of time, Representative Hilty's district, which goes nearly to Duluth, when my dad was serving in the Minnesota Senate, he covered from there all the way through, and including all of Pine County, Isani County, Chisago County, and half of Anoka County. So, Bill, you've got a large district, but it's smaller than they used to be.
Yeah. My name is Matt Dean, and I'm from Washington County, District 52B, and has Matamidi, Stillwater, Delwood, Grant, and Hugo are the major cities in the area. And this is my eighth day in the legislature, and I bring no legal experience to this committee whatsoever. But I look forward to working with you all and having a good time.
And where is Representative Emmer's seat? By the way, we will put these out if you want to move around. We're not going to have a required seating chart here. But Tom, we've just been going around, and you missed everybody's introduction, but you came in just at the right time to introduce yourself.
Sorry, I'm late. I'm Tom Emmer, District 19B. And I did ask for this assignment. I have a little bit of background in the legal field. I've been practicing as a trial lawyer for the last 15 plus years. And I think there are a lot of challenges that our judicial system and the folks that both access that system and work within it are going to be faced, they are right now. And I'm happy to be here, and I look forward to learning and working with everyone.
Thank you. Tim, would you mind introducing yourself? This is our page for the session.
Sure. I'm Tim Jacobson, and I'm the page for the Civil Law Committee, and I'm looking forward to it. If you need anything, just let me know.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Committee rules, just so you know, they're in your packet. They were also sent out pursuant to rule and have been forwarded to the speaker. If anybody has, I don't think we need to walk through them, but if anybody has questions or issues, feel free to talk to me about them. My understanding is they're essentially the same rules that we've used in this committee for at least the last two sessions. The one thing I did want to point out, there's a 22-hour rule on there for amendments. I'm going to try to stick to that for both sides. There will be exceptions occasionally, especially late in the session when everything is a blur. Whenever possible, we'd like to follow that 22-hour. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I don't think I've ever seen a 22-hour versus a 24-hour. Is there a reason for that?
Do you know, Mr. Verdon?
Subtract the time the committee meets.
That's what I wondered.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Representative.
So if you come up with an idea during committee, it would cut off those 2 hours. No.
An idea during committee is covered in the rules. Okay. That's perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
And the committee can override the chair if he decides not to hear an amendment. You can vote on it. You can call for a vote. Okay. And if it's a minor amendment, without objection, it's normally included. What we're talking about is a rule that really protects the minority from the chairman coming up with a lot of amendments late in the game, and you've never seen them, you have no way to react to them.
So we may want to change that rule.
Well,
that's
why I was originally here.
Wow. Mr. Chair, I'm impressed with that. That's good.
All right. At this time, then, I'd like to call upon Professor Flegel to come and talk to us at least for a minute about the Law School for Lawyers that's coming up next Friday. And just a little background, Will Flegel is a Minneapolis attorney. He practices primarily on behalf of claimants in auto accident, unsafe premises, and defective product claims. He's been a voluminous writer, as those of us who are attorneys know. And he has, for the past two sessions, this will be the third session, I believe, in a row, Professor, that you have moderated the Law School for Legislators, which I think is very useful, and we expect that, if at all possible, every member will be at that in a week and a half. Professor Flegel is a 79 graduate of the University of Minnesota. He currently teaches appellate practice at St. Thomas School of Law, and he's also been for a while on the campaign finance board. I think you should be chair right now. So, Professor Flegel, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you kindly. Mr. Chair, members, good afternoon. My name is Will Flegel, and it is my privilege to once again have the opportunity to present to you our Civil Law Symposium for Legislators, or as we sometimes call it, the Law School for Legislators. This program was originally devised following Representative Steve Smith's first term as the chair of this committee. I think he appreciated that perhaps not all members of the committee were lawyers or exposed to a legal education, and that a grounding in fundamentals of civil law might be beneficial. So at his request, we began doing this program in 2001 and then repeated it in 2003, and this will be our third presentation to you. Fundamentally, it is a morning and a part of an afternoon in which myself and other adjunct faculty from the law schools, as well as members of the Minnesota Supreme Court or Court of Appeals, provide kind of a thumbnail sketch to acquaint you with some of the fundamental issues with which you'll be dealing. I begin the program with a short introduction to what is civil law and how does it function and interact with the other forms of legal process that our system is engaged in. We also call upon the state court administrator to acquaint you with the current caseloads of the various courts, what type of legal issues is the court managing, and what is the volume, is that increasing or decreasing, what will the impact of legislation have upon the role that the court plays in administering justice to not only civil litigants but also the those engaged in the criminal law system. Traditionally, when we are approached to do this program, we also request that we be provided a list of substantive law topics that may be of interest to the caucuses or to leadership. And this year, we've been asked to present on substantive law topics that include the family law system and how it functions in Minnesota. Since this will be the first occasion where the Civil Law Committee is now combining its activities and also addressing election law issues, we will be myself and Executive Director of the Campaign Finance Board, Gene Olson, will be providing you a short summary on how election law functions in Minnesota. In addition to that, we've been asked to present on issues relating to civil commitment, and then finally to how the tort law system operates in terms both of a summary of how civil litigants can engage each other in litigation, and then finally a presentation from Supreme Court Justice Barry Anderson on the role of judges in balancing the rights of parties engaged in litigation. Generally, in addition to the oral presentations, we develop a written packet that you may use as resource materials, and thus far we've managed scrupulously to assure that you're presented with white papers that give a balanced presentation on how the system operates so that you can make policy based on hopefully a slightly better understanding of how the civil justice system functions. And we're very grateful through the Minnesota Trial Lawyers Association and William Mitchell College of Law to be given this assignment, and look forward to presenting to you a week from Friday on January the 21st at the William Mitchell College of Law. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Professor. Any questions for Professor Flegel regarding the symposium? All right, well, thank you for all the work you put into this. We appreciate it. Before we wrap up, we already went around and did introductions, but we have two more members that have since come in. So if Representative Broad and Representative Lesh, if you would introduce yourself, that would be great.
Sure. Laura Broad, represent District 25A. I'm not sure what the introductions encompass, but my district encompasses Le Sueur County, part of Sibley County, and Scott County, southwest of the metro.
Well, it should also include how many times you've been in front of a judge with speeding tickets and criminal violations.
Thank you. I plead the fifth.
Representative Lesh.
John Lesh, District 66A, St. Paul. I represent the north end and the east side of St. Paul, God's country. I invite you all up there for Hot Dago, and the best one in town, by the way. And Representative Westrom, I can't count how many times. So.
All right, unless there's anything further, this meeting is adjourned.